You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Joe Nunziata, who is a best-selling author, professional speaker, spiritual teacher, and life and business coach. His new book, Karma Buster, was featured in the 2012 Academy Awards gift bags. Mr. Nunziata, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. So how is karma affecting businesses and careers?
Well, you know, your karma is something that we all came in with in life, and it's something that we have to deal with in order to move forward. I always ask people the question, I said, do you have good business karma? There are certain people who just, everything they do seems to just work really well, and money comes in, and, you know, even, these are the kind of people that even when they make a mistake, it seems to work out in their favor. Other people like myself who struggled on early in my life, and I went through two bankruptcies by 30 years old and went through a lot of ups and downs, I had to work through a lot of issues to clear some of my negative business karma to go forward. So everybody's a little bit different. So if you find yourself struggling, you know that you have some issues to resolve and some things that have to get dealt with, or else you're not going to be able to go forward.
What is the true definition of karma?
Well, you know, this is an interesting, I've been doing this work for many years, of course, as a sales and business consultant, but also working on myself. And, you know, we think of karma as, you know, when I do something good, something good comes back to me or something, along those lines. But really what it is it's the blueprint for the emotional experience you're here to have on earth. So that's why you may experience certain patterns of behavior or ups and downs, because what's happening is you're going through these different ups and downs and processes as you go forward. And so your karma is really the emotional experience you're here to have. Some of us are here to have struggles in business or weight or health or relationships. It's just really there for you to have an experience. So you have to see it from that perspective and not resist what's happening to you in your life.
How do I know what my karma is or an individual's karma?
Well, everybody's different. You know, you're all here to have a specific experience. So what you want to do is, the best way for you to identify your own karma is really look at the patterns and the things that keep happening to you over and over again, because that's going to really help you understand what's going on. And you know, those are challenging areas to say, wow, you know, no matter what I do, I keep going through this same thing over and over again. That is showing you an area of karma, an area of energy that you have to work on. So that's kind of going to bring that into your attention and say, wow, I keep struggling here. I have to work on this issue. That's really tied to your karmic journey and what you're here to experience.
Today, we're joined by Joe Nunziata, a best-selling author, professional speaker, spiritual teacher, and life and business coach here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Joe, how do we identify negative areas?
Well, the basic thing you want to do is look at what's happening and where you struggled. So let's say, for example, you say, well, you know, I have these great ideas, and I had a guy recently, and he said, you know, I have all these great ideas, and I keep putting them out there, but I never seem to be able to get it to come to fruition. And in a few cases, his ideas were stolen from him, or somebody else took it and went and did it without him. So he has to deal with that. That's an issue or an area where he struggles, where for some reason he's attracting people that are not helping him, but that's based on a feeling of unworthiness or a feeling that he has, that he is not able to move himself forward. So you may say, well, you know, I get these great opportunities and they start off good and then they don't continue to be good. That means you can't sustain that energy. So you have to look for those specific things that keep happening over and over and the kind of people you're attracting into your life. And that will really give you a good sense of what's going on and what kind of karma you have in the business area.
What is one thing people can do to start breaking their negative karma right now?
Well, the best thing I like people to do right now is to start doing what I call, start doing the opposite of what you normally do. I call this opposite action. So, for example, a lot of people, we keep kind of doing the same thing over and over again and struggling to go forward. So what I would like to see people do is basically say, you know what, I always go left. It's good for me to go right. So maybe you say, you know, every time I go out and speak with somebody, I have a certain things that I say or certain things that I do. Now do the opposite. Say something different. Move yourself in a different direction. Maybe you're the kind of person who's always doing everybody favors. Now start doing things for yourself. And the one thing that I think is very important for us, if we're going to really make changes and move forward, and people struggle with this, is really go out and start asking people for help. You know, it's so funny because people are so quick to help others or do favors for others, or the minute somebody calls you, you run out and say, yeah, yeah, I'm very quick to do you a favor. But you very rarely ask for help. So start going out and asking people for help, and that's going to start opening up your energy, helping you receive, and helping you move into a higher level of attraction, which is really what we want to do. So go out, start doing the opposite of what you normally do, and then start asking people for help. That will help you break your cycles of behavior and help you move forward more quickly.
Joe, what is the best way, or how is the best way people can reach you online and be in touch?
Well, if they want to find out more about the book, they could go to karmabuster.com. That's karmabuster, B-U-S-T-E-R.com. And they can find out some information about the book, how they can get it. There's a good overview of what it's all about. And just give them a sense of what's going on and how they can apply some of these principles to their own lives. That's a great way for them to get started.
Very good. He is Joe Nunziata, who is a best-selling author, professional speaker, spiritual teacher, and a life and business coach. His new book, Karma Buster, was featured in the 2012 Academy Awards gift bags. And the website of reference, once again, is karmabuster.com. Joe, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.